Central Time. Rob Ferret here with Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, a guest makes the case for being a better person online and makes the case that it can make us happier overall if we do. First, the state Senate debated and ultimately passed a bill today that would eliminate the state's 48-hour waiting period for handgun purchases. It's been the law since 1976. Heads now to the Assembly. Governor Walker has signaled that he would sign the bill if it makes it to his desk. Critics have said the bill comes at a bad time with an increase in gun violence making headlines in Milwaukee. Joining us now with the latest is Sean Johnson, WPR state government reporter. As always, Sean, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
So this passed just a couple hours ago.
It did. It passed on a voice vote in the state Senate, meaning that while this is an issue that brings up pretty strong feelings by its critics, it wasn't strong enough that Democratic Party leadership wanted to have them down on the record in a vote on this. Gun politics can be tricky, especially in Wisconsin.
So was there a tally on this? Do you get a count when they do it that way on a voice vote?
What happens is it just shows up unanimous, basically. If you want to be recorded as a no, you have to take a special step to say, let the record reflect or something along those lines. But essentially, a voice vote is a unanimous vote as far as the record is concerned. Nobody's on the record for and against. It just passes.
Now, there were arguments against. We'll get into that in a minute. But first, tell us what changes here. What's the current state of affairs? What would go away if this then goes on to the Assembly, the governor signs it?
The current state of affairs is that in Wisconsin, if you go to a gun dealer to buy a handgun, you have to wait 48 hours while the gun dealer runs the background check on you with the State Department of Justice. And that 48-hour waiting period exists whether the Department of Justice turns around that background check in just a matter of a few hours or whether it takes a couple days. You have to have at least 48-hour waiting period. What this bill would do is get rid of that mandatory 48-hour waiting period and say that as soon as a gun purchaser clears that background check, that they could take possession of the handgun that they bought.
So this still, and this applies, we're talking about sales through gun dealers here. Making that purchase, you would still have to go through a background check. You don't have to have that two-day wait after.
Yeah, the background check doesn't change. You have to go through the same background check under this bill that you'd have to under current law. What's changed is that this law, which was passed in the mid-70s, would be gone so that 48-hour waiting period, which is a cooling-off period, is why it was put into law, that would be gone.
Now let's start with the supporters' side. Republicans brought this to the table. Why did they make the case for getting rid of this waiting period?
Their essential case is that this is, it's a new phrase that I haven't heard before. They're calling it a time tax. They say that there's no reason, given how fast information travels these days, there's no reason that you should have to wait 48 hours, that you can know relatively quickly whether or not someone passes that background check. And so they say it's kind of arbitrary to have to wait 48 hours, and that the sponsor of the measure is Van Wongard of Racine, says he drives about an hour to the gun shop where he buys his guns, and he says it's inconvenient to him to have to drive to that gun shop on one day to buy the gun and then come back a couple days later to pick it up after he's cleared the background check.
Talking to WPR state government reporter Sean Johnson about a law, or a bill, I should say, that's passed the state Senate today to end the state's 48-hour waiting period on handgun purchases from gun dealers. Now, Sean, let's get into the opposition. There weren't any registered votes against this, but what did critics of the bill say in the debate today?
Well, I mean, they basically have a couple points. One is that they feel like this state needs to be moving toward more gun restrictions instead of making it easier to get a gun. That especially in light of all of the gun deaths we've seen, especially in Milwaukee recently, that this is pretty poorly timed bill. And whether or not this particular bill would have affected any of those crimes, that it's the wrong direction for the state to be going. The other point that they make, and this is really the big point, is that, a cooling off period is sort of a common sense idea, that if somebody were angry, and they wanted to do something about it with a gun. There's nothing wrong with making them wait 48 hours after they buy that gun to kind of cool off, think about it, calm down, and so that hopefully a violent accident could be, or incident, excuse me, could be prevented. So, I mean, you kind of have anecdotal stories being told on both sides of this particular bill, with people in favor of it saying, you know, it's a matter of inconvenience. There's no reason to do this. If I clear the background check, why are you putting this restriction on me? And then critics saying it's a matter of common sense, that, you know, maybe I can't point to a specific case where there was a cooling off period needed, but that the cooling period is common sense, and that's a small burden for a gun buyer to have to carry.
As I understand it, Democrats had wanted to add amendments to this during debate today. What were they looking to change?
I think the biggest amendment that they tried to add is they would have added a universal background check to the bill, so that the background checks that we're talking about here for gun purchases with gun dealers would have applied to all sorts of gun purchases. So at a gun show, for example, it would have cast a wider net. And that is something that polls have shown is widely supported by the public, but it's something that, you know, Republicans have certainly shown no interest in, not only in Wisconsin, but elsewhere. And, you know, even after we there'd be a national tragedy involving gun violence, the issue always gets brought up and rarely gets any traction in Wisconsin or elsewhere. So what happened in the Senate today, Democrats brought that up, tried to tack it onto the bill, and Republicans used a procedural move to prevent, you know, a clean vote on that. They said it wasn't germane to the bill. It wasn't related to the bill.
Sean, this is what critics call a gun show loophole, in effect saying there is a category of handgun purchases that don't fall into this background check.
It is, right. The universal background checks, gun show loophole, that's all referring to the same thing.
And Democrats also proposed an amendment, I understand, to require those with pending domestic violence cases to still be subject to that waiting period.
Right. And again, as typically happens when you have a debate on something like this, the majority party doesn't yield to parties that are offered by the minority on the floor during debate. And so Republicans kept the bill relatively straightforward, just getting rid of that waiting period, and they didn't add on any extra protections.
So the road ahead for this bill, any hurdles expected in the assembly or from the governor on this?
It's hard to imagine. I mean, for it to clear the Senate on a voice vote, I think it's a pretty good sign that it would have no problem clearing the state assembly, where there's a bigger Republican majority. It's a very conservative body, and, you know, for them to stand up and say this issue that the gun lobby is interested in, we're not going to pass it. It's just hard to imagine that in Wisconsin right now. Same thing with Governor Walker. He's all but said that he will sign it. And for him, I mean, he's running for president right now, trying to run to the right of most of his opponents on most issues. So for him to not sign a bill that's favored by the gun lobby, it just doesn't compute.
And if you'll let me be a civics nerd here for a minute, Sean, how common is it to have this voice vote, which effectively, as you say, looks unanimous, on an issue that's divisive and that had definite criticism and a partisan divide on an issue?
I will allow you to be a civics nerd here, Rob. In fact, we had another voice vote on a contentious issue today in the Senate. Completely unrelated, but there was this bill that would regulate ride-sharing companies statewide. This bothers some Democrats, particularly some Democrats in Madison and Milwaukee, who feel like it tramples on local control in their cities. And despite very heated arguments against this bill, you did not see a hard vote on that plan. You had a voice vote. And so it happens from time to time. It allows the parties to get around taking some tough votes or awkward votes.
Sean, thanks as always for joining us today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rob.
We've been talking to Sean Johnson. He's WPR's state government reporter looking at today's vote in the Senate passing a bill that would end the waiting period, currently a 48-hour waiting period for handgun purchases from gun dealers in Wisconsin. As he says, it now heads to the Assembly, and if it passes there, and it probably will, on to the governor.